Promise you we will quickly get to where the Diggs narrative is and where the Texans sit in the AFC after 3 weeks. But want to give a congratulations. He's a teammate, right? Andre Ware.
Hell
who
yeah.
You hear, it's definitely one of Clint as they do the, as you follow Andre Ware after every single game that the Texans play. Andre Ware, amongst everything, Heisman Trophy winner, played for the Houston Cougars, played in the NFL as well.
Wow.
And obviously calls Texans games every week with Mark Vandermeer. Congratulations to Andre. He is going to be a part of the 2025 Houston Sports Hall of Fame class. So congratulations to Andre Ware. They should get Tunsil up there to flinch. To flinch. Getting a stance to flinch. right as he goes to accept
the
award and goes to speak so he can hit Andre. So Andre can hit him with that hit what he hit him with Sunday. Andre boy was smoking like just have Laramie up there in a stance and then let Andre hit him with this.
False start. Offense number 78. It's a 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Well, he got it out of the way early. Laramie Tunsil.
It's every week though. I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse for that. None.
He's amped, ain't he?
If he would have given us, it's every week with this guy. That's what I was hoping he would say. With this guy. It's every week. You're a Pro Bowl. It's the, God, what did he throw?
I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse.
What did Andre throw? God, I want to know.
Laramie Tunsil.
It's every week, though.
But congratulations to Andre Ware. It's a cool thing. We've been able to see these a lot as Bagwell, Biggio. We've watched Andre Johnson go in. We've watched countless people go in to the Hall of Fame. Cheryl Swoops, Roger Clemens went in that 22s class with Clyde Drexler. So congratulations to him as well, as a great honor, as well deserved. All right, we were talking about Diggs a little bit ago. Can we cut this narrative? Can we all agree, the people as well, because many of you all have tried to send this in a lot. Can we cut the? Is it official that we can cut the Stephon Diggs made Josh Allen thing?
I ain't never subscribed to that.
No, yet. But you know what I mean? People did. Like, there'll be times that rolled across. Oh, yeah, Josh Allen ain't going to be nothing this year. Stephon Diggs, man. What was it before Diggs? What was it? We'll see what he is after. Can we at least get with that? Like, Stephon Diggs, a great player, and Stephon Diggs absolutely did help Josh Allen and got him in the right. But he ain't make Josh Allen. Like, Stephon Diggs wasn't only reason it wasn't going to be like, hey, Josh Allen, a top five MVP candidate, he loses Diggs, and now he becomes Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, if we're being completely honest, I've never subscribed to that, to be honest with you, but if anything, it's flip, right? I mean, Josh Allen made Diggs. I mean, you want to talk about when Diggs, now he had some good years in Minnesota, obviously, but you want to talk about when Diggs really arrived and became all pro and became a guy that led the league in targets. And I mean, Josh Allen's willingness to continually try to drive the football into coverage, no matter what coverage was back there, for Stephon Diggs. If anything, the reality of that situation is Josh Allen made Diggs. The reality is Josh Allen, you can argue, made Gabe Davis throwing the football, driving the football down the field, giving him opportunities with his big body and giving him opportunity after opportunity after opportunity with that aggressive style that they played for a good chunk of while Josh Allen has been in Buffalo. So yeah, no, I don't. I think at the very, I mean, by now, hell yeah. I mean, I would think some folks would want to put that to bed.
We could end that one because that one's a strong one. I mean, there were national people who were saying stuff like that or pushing towards that. No, he's. Last night, that man hit 10 different receivers, and they have been rolling. So both of them are great players. Both of them will make the people around them better. But both of them, Diggs and Allen, aren't made by somebody. That's that. I don't think that's fair to either one of them.